Good morning. It is Sunday, November the 10th, and this is Ask the Mayor. I'm Chris Duffy, joined as always by Mayor Patrick Taylor and Mayor Taylor. We have, quite a squeaker of an election, and we don't really have the final results. Election day this past Tuesday, the top three vote-getters may not stay in place. There's one that was the clear leader, but then we had two candidates who are tied, and then there are a number of ballots kind of out in the wind still to be counted.
That's right. The headline on the Highlander newspaper this past Thursday was "Commissioner Race Too Close to Call." And here's kind of my analysis. Brian Steeler, he received so many votes that he will continue to be on the board. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that we had two candidates, Mark Haim and Buzz Dotson. Both of them received 134 votes each. Then behind them was Eric Pearson, and I believe Eric was four votes behind with 130. Mm-hmm. And then Hank Ross, I believe, had 126. But so it's a real tight grouping there. Mm-hmm. And my understanding at the time of this program is that there might be as many as seven provisional ballots, including one absentee ballot that might be counted and might not, depending on when it arrives at the Board of Elections office. So there are about seven votes that might still be in play. Mm-hmm. That translates into 21 possible votes, because for each ballot you vote for three people. Now, is this going to change the results? Maybe, maybe not. We just don't know. But on November the 15th, they will announce the results. You know, according to my information, they'll actually go back and do a paper count of the ballots, mm-hmm. and then make a decision on these provisional ballots. So it's very close, and we'll just have to wait and see exactly what the outcome is. You know, in a way, I was kind of disappointed, because I was urging people to go out and vote and mm-hmm. predicting that there'd be at least half the eligible voters cast ballots. Well, we only had about a third, about 324 voters. I appreciate those people going and voting in either in the early balloting or on election day. But in looking back on it, if we'd have had 100%, which is unrealistic, but at least 50% of the voters, probably these tight margins would not be that tight, mm-hmm. and we might have had more of a specific decision by this time. So again, I can't overemphasize the importance of people who are registered to vote in the town of Highlands going out and voting. It does make a difference. And, you know, we even talked about this in previous programs. It could get down to just a handful of votes. Mm-hmm. Well, here we are. It's going to be determined by a handful of votes. So we'll just have to wait and see on the 15th of November. That will be on a Friday, and that will be the official decision by the Board of Elections.
And I'd be interested to see, I guess, some of the stats on, if the Board of Elections can even provide that, on how many people voted for a single candidate or voted for a slate of three. I know some people were talking about that kind of as a way to strategically vote for a candidate and then not kind of equalize it by giving a vote to another candidate. But in some cases, if there was a candidate they didn't want in, then they might have gotten in because they didn't, you know, defend against them with another vote. So yeah, it would be interesting to see if they have some data on that.
That would be an interesting strategy. I've heard that before. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just something that is way beyond my pay grade, but that is, you know, something that could have an impact on the election.
And one of the things that I did see on the State Board of Elections website that was kind of interesting, some of the candidates got more votes in early voting than they did on election day. So it shows people are using that.
And, you know, if you go back even and looking at those printouts of the early voting mm-hmm. here and the voting on election day, that does hold true. Some of the candidates ran much stronger on election day, while others picked up votes on the early voting. So mm-hmm. it's all a very important process.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Mayor, tomorrow is Veterans Day. You are a veteran. We thank you for your service. And as always, there will be a ceremony at the Veterans Memorial here in Highlands, right by the police station.
That's correct. At 10 o'clock, we'll be having that Veterans Recognition Service. So I encourage everyone to come out. Just take a few minutes. It's only about 30 minutes to, you know, pay tribute to the veterans who have served this country and this community. And I will be there to say a few words on behalf of the town. Also, always want to give out a shout out to the American Legion. They put on the ceremony. I'm a member of the American Legion because they do a lot of things to support veterans after they come home, and some of the veterans who have fallen on hard times. The American Legion is very committed and concerned about providing veteran support. And also, I want to encourage my fellow veterans, if you're not a member of the American Legion, come to the ceremony and we'll help you get signed up and become an American Legion member. Something happened in the federal government. Legislation was passed just recently that has opened up membership to the American Legion. There was this kind of a technical provision in the charter of the American Legion that you could only be a Legionnaire if you served during a time of war. For example, I qualify because I served during the Vietnam War period. And then you have the Korean War period, which is listed in the newspaper this week, with all the veterans who served in that period, the Second and First World Wars, the Civil War, and even the Gulf War and so forth. So those folks were qualified. But there are other people who served, for example, in the 1950s when technically we were not at war, and they were kind of left out of the American Legion. And the United States Congress went back and passed a law, I believe this summer, that recognized that, in fact, people that were in the U.S. military during the Cold War period were actually serving in a war. It wasn't a hot war, but nonetheless, it was a war. And some other periods where we weren't officially at war, they went and changed that to where now almost any veteran who has served in the military can now join the American Legion. So I encourage every veteran to take advantage of this opportunity and become a Legionnaire.
Well, Mr. Mayor, just a few hours, the Southern Shindig will kick off. That is the newly renamed Sunday and closing event for the Highlands Food and Wine Festival. Once again, an amazing event here in Highlands. The Chamber and their partners with 11 Events always do a fantastic job putting that together.
Absolutely. And, once again, this has been a great weekend with the Food and Wine Festival here in Highlands. I want to give a shout out to the Chamber of Commerce. This is a busy time of the year for them. They put on the wonderful Halloween event on Main Street, followed by the Food and Wine Festival. And then after we shut down on the Food and Wine Festival, they'll be getting ready for the Christmas tree lighting, which will be the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And then after that, if that's not enough for them to do, they coordinate and put on the annual Christmas parade, which will be on Saturday, December the 7th. So it's a real busy time for Highlands and the Chamber of Commerce and everybody here in Highlands.
And getting us into that festive holiday spirit, the Town Ice Rink has opened this past weekend and is ready for skaters throughout the festive season.
Yeah, that's a value-added event along with the Food and Wine Festival. We coordinated that effort with the festival to where when they open, we also open the ice rink, and that will continue to be open throughout the holiday season and into winter. One of the challenges, though, that we had this year was making the ice, and it wasn't so much due to the temperature, it was due to the leaves. A week ago, we were still having trees that were shedding their leaves, and the people that are trying to make in the ice were really frustrated because all the leaves were falling into the water, and it was hard to manage. But just right before the festival kicked off, we got a break with the number of leaves falling, and we've been able to make ice, and we're good to go.
Mr. Mayor, I'll give you a little anecdote about that. When I was a youth in Washington, D.C., I was a rink guard at the outdoor ice rink on the National Mall there. And one Valentine's Day, we had the very clever idea of making a big heart on the ice. We made it out of tissue paper, then flooded the ice and froze it over. Now, Washington, D.C. and Valentine's Day sometimes can be kind of warm. It was a sunny day, and what happened was that red tissue paper attracted the sun like a laser beam and cut a giant heart into the ice, which then had to be ringed with security cones. So the leaves could do the exact same thing to you.
You're exactly right, and I'm glad you brought that up. When we first discovered the problem, you know, me being Mr. Creative, I said, well, just let the leaves stay there and freeze them in the ice and it'll be wonderful. And they said, Mayor, you don't understand. They're like little heat magnets.
Little heat sink,
and
yeah.
They absorb the heat and mm-hmm. you'll start having little pot marks where yeah. the leaves are. So I'm glad that they've been able to solve that. And I want to express my appreciation to all the people that work the ice rink.
Yep.
You know, there are a lot of things that have to be done and people have to know how to, you know, make the ice and then run the little Zamboni and keep mm-hmm. it in good condition. So I appreciate all the work that goes into providing this really valuable recreation venue during the winter months.
Well, Mr. Mayor, in your column this week, you talk about healthcare and specifically how the future of the Highlands Cashers Hospital is not just tied to Highlands.
That's correct. And you know, there's a lot of discussion, a lot of concern about, you know, healthcare access, our hospital. This is something that we're still developing even after the sale of Mission to Hospital Corporation of America. And, you know, I was just trying to make the point in the article, people say, well, what's the town going to do about it? And I like to kind of broaden things out. This is not just a town issue. It's a regional plateau issue. So when the question is asked, I think we have to say, what is everyone going to do about it? What are all the government entities going to do about it? What are all the different nonprofit groups going to do about it? It's not just Highlands, but that hospital serves Cashers, South Jackson County, part of Macon County. So it's a broad net that they are serving, and we need to include everybody in the solution if we need to make changes or whatever. You know, HCA is a private corporation. They'll continue to open the hospital under the terms that were approved by the Attorney General of North Carolina. But we still have other problems, and some of the problems would be providing primary care physicians to the community. Also, one of the things that I'm very interested in, and I think we need to really work on this, is to bring Pisgah Legal Services into this area. They're interested in setting up an office. I know Stell Huey has been providing in Highlands leadership in trying to get this office set up.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the advantages is that the Pisgah Legal Service people help the underserved in the community acquire access to services that are very much needed. And one of the things they're specialists in is helping people that are not currently insured go through the Affordable Care Act and get signed up for insurance. So when they do show up at HCA or at a doctor's office, they have some level of insurance where, you know, the medical people can get reimbursed at mm-hmm. least at some level for the services that they provide. So these are the kind of things I think we need to be addressing in the community. And it has to be a total effort, not just expecting one entity to respond.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, we will end this episode of Ask the Mayor. I thank Mayor Taylor for joining us this morning, and we both wish you a pleasant Sunday.